This is Kirk Leslie with GCN, Green City Network News, bringing you World Review Commentary, broadcasting Sunday afternoon from our studios in Austin, Texas, USA. Our mission statement, to better inform, evolving information and knowledge into wisdom. The program is available as an internet broadcast on demand from our website, www.greencity.com/worldreview.htm. Now our commentary with our commentator, George Butler.
The Pythian Games. It was written that in the ancient city of Pytho, later to be renamed Delphi, Greece, Apollo, Grecian god of light, who was associated with the law, philosophy, and arts, slay a snake, then female and nameless, later to be named Python and typed male. The Pythian Games, fashioned after the Olympic Games, was instituted in Delphi every 4 years in honor of Apollo. Included along with the athletic event were music and literary contests. The question I raise, is the modern Olympic Games really the Pythian Games? During the closing ceremonies of the Summer Games in 1992 in Barcelona, Spain, many occult symbols and images were presented to an international audience of billions. In the ceremonies, a moon goddess was lowered from a high onto the infield. A dragon appeared, snaking its way through the celebrants on the infield. Winged creatures were mixed into the infield crowd, in circles dancing. Horned devils slinking down the stairways carrying burning torches joined those dancing on the infield, grasping hands and forming additional circles dancing. The stadium was lighted by fireworks, bursting, spraying sun and fire worship throughout the night sky. The announcers were stunned by these events until they were rescued by their script, stating that in the state of Catalan in Spain, every year is held a religious celebration that vanquishes devils from the area. Nevertheless, billions of television viewers were indoctrinated with pagan symbols and images, unknowingly integrating the bitter with the sweet. The deception of the sweet taste of victory on the playing field and the bitterness of defeat by the great confounder brings about an abyss of hatred, a darkness spreading like a plague throughout the world at the speed of light. The modern Olympic Games can be uplifting and fun-filled, but care must be taken to cut out the cancer of paganism, leaving a games that shuns the darkness, leading the world's people once again back to the sweet victory of winning souls to goodness. Now some closing statements. Know thyself, know thy thoughts, know thy world. The first saying, know thyself, was a saying used by Socrates to teach. This saying helps one to understand their own personality and character traits so that one might be able to better negate negative traits. The second, know thy thoughts, denotes a process of being able to observe one's thoughts as they are unfolding and how those thoughts mold one's actions. The third, know thy world, is a journey of discovery of worldly things. We should endeavor to discover those systems that control us through a systemized state of debasement. In the end, we must expose and reveal truth so that we might speak for freedom, a freedom built up by belief in God, humbling oneself, bending thy knee to a higher power, and redirecting one's soul in a new direction where worldly things are unimportant and godly things the only path, the only way, the only direction. In closing, remember these words, be good to yourself and others. Now some announcements by Kirk Leslie.
World Review Commentary is broadcast every Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, New York. Internet on demand from website www.greencity.com/worldreview.htm. And you can email us at radio@greencity.com. Fax us with your comments, area code 512-892-5645. Thanks again for listening, and goodbye from your announcer, Kirk Leslie, the greatest speaking voice the world will never know.